I just want to know, like, for the community, if you could tell me a bit about living away from home. You've been renting for a while. So, what brought you to Mumbai and when, and how long have you been renting? Secondly, how long have you been renting with your partner, and how has that experience been different from renting as a bachelor?
So I have been renting for 8 years now, almost 8 or 9 years now. And what brought me was just one, running away from home because can't handle living with parents, and also to pursue a career like of my interest, which is just filmmaking. And there was a course here, so I picked that course here in Mumbai, so I picked that up. And I think for the first few years renting as a bachelor, the struggles were more about, kind of who you end up staying with. And also, especially when you're strapped for cash in a city like Mumbai, you really, really don't have a lot of options which would give you some form of, cleanliness. Like basic, just basic cleanliness is, almost non-existent. You'll probably be living in a house where there are walls that are cracked, you have ants running through them, your water tank would fill up and flood the house. And these are just things that you almost accept, like, oh yeah, this is just life here until things get better, and when, so this was actually my second house that I was renting, which was the state which would flood if I didn't shut the motor. The one after this, and like I stayed here for like 2.5 years, and then after that I moved to a place that was slightly further north, where you would assume to find something more affordable, but still something that's livable and clean, and which we did. But it took about 3 months to find a flat that could actually be lived in. And the struggles to find the flat were that brokers would ask whether you're a family or not. If you're a bachelor, you're rejected out of 50% of the places. And then they have questions like, okay, what field do you belong to? Are you somebody who's in a government job or a private job, or are you, and this is a very Bombay specific question, where you'll be asked whether you're part of the media field, or you're part of, either you're part of the media field, or you're trying to do something in Bollywood, you're an actor, or you're some creative professional. And if you're of this last category, you are automatically shoved away. Or if your broker is kind enough, will try to figure out how to lie for you. But if your broker is kind enough and wanting to lie for you, better be sure that that broker will be coming every year for brokerage, and that'll be half of your rent. So one has to be careful and find ways to circumvent these things. Hopefully you find a landlord that you develop a relationship with, and they end up helping out to kind of, at the very least, reduce the brokerage every year, so that it's, it's not a full brokerage that's given. And so, yeah, so the biggest struggles over here end up being trying to avoid brokers, because what they do is they will find you a house. No doubt you'll be helped to find a house, but you can't escape them every year then. Like then they're a part of your budgeting every year to renew a lease, where technically a broker is no longer required once the deal is cracked. So, but that's just how Bombay ends up being, which was still fine. This this was technically my third accommodation where I was staying for about another 2.5 years. So yeah, almost 5 or 6 years is when like I stayed as a bachelor. Now it was time to kind of for me to start looking for a flat with my partner. And now immediately you're also in now in another category, which is usually rejected, which is a live-in relationship. And the reasoning that most landlords kind of give is that, oh, what if the relationship doesn't work out, or what will happen to my regular rental income then? Or if they do something that is untoward, or if their families come here and cause some problems because they're in a live-in relationship without the knowledge of their parents, and then what will happen? So this is kind of the logic that most flat owners over here have, that they kind of want to stay away from. And even when we were looking in a society which is fucking posh in a lot of standards. It has like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 lifts per building, and you have multiple flats, and it's a fancier society. Even there, any broker that you're coming and you're talking to, all you're hearing is, oh, this is what happened with this owner, where this couple used to stay there, and after a point, one of the partners just left, and the other one was just giving half the rent, and so after that, this owner just doesn't want any live-in situation at all, and so there's always this prejudice of like not giving a chance to decent people. Their first response essentially is shoot first, ask questions later.
So,
And yeah,
if I
go ahead.
could just ask a follow-up question to that, how many attempts did it take to finally find something? And was there a specific moment, maybe a conversation, a visit, or a phone call where you felt extremely unfairly treated just because you're a couple trying to rent a house? Or what did that kind of screening look like, if there was any?
The so there was n I okay, so there wasn't anything like that which happened directly with the owners. So because the owners were never really present. So all of these answers or all of these like rejections were directly the brokers telling us, I do have a flat here, but we're gonna have to figure out how to get you a fake marriage certificate to get you in. And otherwise it's not possible at all. Like I tried to talk to them, even though I told them that you guys are good, you guys aren't, you guys are serious people from good families and everything, no matter what I say. They're not listening. They want somebody who's a married couple or with a family or anything like that. They're not gonna take anybody else. So there were at least 4 or 5 flats that we got to know that were like that. So what this meant was that while there wasn't a prejudice shown directly in our faces telling us that how can you even like live like this without telling your parents, no such conversation happened. It was more like we were forced to look for places that were out of our budget, where there would be people who own flats which who would be not like these guys won't have prejudices but would care less about such things. Like, oh, okay, it's just a place, fine, just I have a broker who will just get me some people. If they don't work out, they'll find somebody else.
Yeah, and
So
those people are usually like rich people.
yes, those people are usually quite rich people. So it took about 2.5 months to find a place, and we went to at least maybe 5, 6 flats, and another four or five within the same building. What we had to land on was one specific building which was very clearly out of our budget. Say if we were keeping a budget of 45 to 50,000 for a 2 BHK for two people, with like a double income situation, you can afford 25,000 rupees per person, and which we felt like was a reasonable budget. We had to immediately increase that to 55 to 60 to even begin finding something. And we are essentially increasing 10,000 overall monthly expenditure, which can be difficult when you don't know what will happen to your jobs if anything happens. Like we would effectively have to just like move away with all of our stuff with we don't know where. And while that would be the case in any kind of renting situation, it's even more difficult when you know that there's a six almost a 60 to 62,000 in like monthly expenditure coming, which includes rent and utilities, that you would have to then figure out how to pay if you don't have enough savings when you're starting out in your career or whatever. So yeah, what we had to look for was a place where finally how anybody would look for a place is they would enter a flat and feel like, you know what, this feels like the place where we could build something. This was unfortunately the last priority. What we had to look for was whether a place will take in a live-in couple, will be okay with pets, will be okay with, us eating the food that we like, because there's another filter that people have that, you don't want people who would eat non-vegetarian food in their houses. So it took about 2.5 months to finally find a place like this. Even over here, we had to lie that we're a married couple. But we got away without showing like a marriage certificate. We didn't have to show that. The caveat over here became that the broker who handles the property, she has very categorically mentioned that you can't have any contact with the owner. They are old people who live in Goregaon East in this RA area. They're a old Christian couple, Goan couple. They're very simple people, but I have, and they don't use a lot of technology or whatever. Even their passbooks and everything, they go to the bank and do passbooks. So I handle the flat. We're like, okay, fine. We still wanted to try and find a way that we don't kind of engage with her. Every year since that point, now this is the 3rd year that my partner and I are living together. Each year she has asked for 30,000 rupees for a renewal. And what she has done is that she has not given the rent agreement until we have paid her the brokerage. And the building that we live in, they are very strict about if your rental agreement is up and if you don't provide the renewed agreement in a stipulated amount of time, they will come knocking at your door to ask you to move out without checking with the owner, without checking with anybody else. If they don't have it, you're gonna be asked to move out, even though you have done the agreement. So there are some people who sit in their admin office, so I have to get their numbers and send it to them. If I don't send it to them, then they'll assume that they're just living here illegally now. Or at the very least, create a big enough scene that it becomes this whole thing in front of more than 1,000 residents in this apartment complex. And so this year, what we had to do was be crafty and get the dude who does the rental agreement, basically the clerk who will go to the owner's place, who will come here and get our signatures, do our biometrics and do our police registration and everything. I had to extract the agreement out of him and save it on my desktop, on my computer, on my cloud, send it to my partner, and also send it to the admin office in my apartment complex so that I can avoid giving the full brokerage. I still had to end up giving the brokerage, but at least not the entire amount. And what she did was she asked that guy she asked the clerk to delete the message where he had sent me the agreement, because she wanted to withhold until she got her payment. But like, luckily it didn't come to the point where the RWA was coming to the flat. But last year, when the agreement and everything had happened, we had paid the brokerage after having a heavy cart and everything, and we asked for the agreement and we got it. And it was actually last year when we had the admin office from the RWA basically sending messages to me, like, you know, where is the rent agreement? You can't just live here without the rent agreement. You have to give it to me. And they, I think, once they had also come to the flat to ask for it. And at that time, we had already done it. We didn't even know that this would be a possibility last year. But it was. And so, taking from that, this year, I had to ensure that I got the agreement and I sent it out before any of that happens again. If it comes down to it, I was talking to the broker and telling her, what is it that you're really providing service for? You're asking a sizable amount. What is it that I'm getting in return? Because the entire year I've gotten everything fixed on my own. My partner and I have gotten everything fixed on our own in the flat. We reach out to you and you don't even respond for months and months and months. So effectively, you are not managing the property in any way, shape or form. So what is it that you are really asking money for? And her response was, don't think of it like a service. See, I manage that property, so I have to earn my money from it. So now I could have asked, I could have found new tenants and earned full month's brokerage. But I am not that greedy, so I'm asking you for only half month's brokerage. This way you also get away with it and I also get away with it.
But I want to ask, is it written?
It is written nowhere.
It is written nowhere. So basically, like, legally you're not bound to pay anybody.
Absolutely not.
You ever felt like you were in a position to challenge it, or you wanted to challenge it in some way?
Of course, I wanted to challenge it, because and I constantly was trying to see if I haven't agreed at any point in writing anywhere that, you know, okay, I will give the asked amount. And I noticed was what I was saying was that, okay, we'll talk about this. Okay, we'll figure it out. Hum baad mein karke dekhte hain, or, and, you know, things like that. And that's when I was like, the only way I can safely ignore her is by getting the agreement and sending it to where I need to. And that's the only way I can get away with paying lesser. Otherwise, I won't be able to. I think that ends up being the biggest factor of, you know what, this doesn't seem like it's worth all the trouble, because nobody's really listening. You know, we might have to forcefully look for another flat just because of this. And this is exactly what these brokers kind of bank on. And I don't know, the only way to get away with it that comes to mind is by never agreeing to pay for it, neither agreeing nor denying, especially in writing, that this will be something that I will do, and ensuring that I find a way to always have the agreement with me, because now new rental laws specifically protect the renters in a way that not paying brokerage is not a reason to vacate anybody or evict anybody. This is very clearly written in the rental laws, effective April 2026, or I think even before that. So all of these things started to give a little bit more confidence for sure that if anybody tries to evict, nobody really can because the rent agreement has not been violated in any way. So she can't really do anything about that.